5-6 to 1.
5-6, go ahead.
5-6, reporting in service, starting mileage 9387.
10-4, 6:08 p.m., unit 5-6, starting night watch.
This is Don Reed, a police recorder. Right now, you're riding in Detective Unit 5-6, and that was Sergeant Ron Perkins just reporting in service on the night watch. While you're riding with us tonight, remember, the people you hear are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is night watch.
Night watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors, no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you now to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and police recorder Don Reed.
Control 1 to 5-6, come in.
5-6, go ahead.
Control 1 to 5-6, Unit 5-0 requests you meet them at Badgley and Northridge, holding two 459 suspects stripping cars.
5-6, 10-4, we're rolling.
5-6, this is possibly in L.A. territory, and an L.A. felony unit is rolling.
10-4, control 1.
It's 11:30 p.m., and we've been in the field for several hours. Right now, we're on our way to meet one of the uniform cars that evidently has a couple of car strippers in custody. Oh, we'll be there in just a minute or two. Actually, up to now, we've been on a gambling investigation. For obvious reasons, we have to be pretty vague about it. We have inside information that this activity has been going on in a certain area. And since about 7 tonight, we've been prowling the back streets trying to pinpoint the location. We have possibly, two leads, but nothing definite yet. This type of activity is usually pretty well concealed with lookouts and so forth. So, undercover car or no undercover car, these people can sort of feel that a policeman is coming 2 or 3 blocks away. Anyway, we're getting close and should be able to locate them before too long. So, that's about the way the log reads so far tonight. Getting back to our present call, we're just, let's have a look, a block or two away anyway from where Unit 5-0 is holding those two car-stripping suspects. There's the red flasher light right up ahead. Slip her into second gear and begin to slow down. Sliding in behind. Well, here's the picture. The uniform car has its lights trained on a new shiny sedan. The hood's up, parts scattered around, two young boys standing in the headlights, guarded by an officer, and Sergeant Schultz from the uniform division is coming over to our car. Give us the lowdown.
We found these fellas here. They had the hood up, and they were taking off the breather. There's also a tire jack down there and a lug wrench and a bunch of lug nuts and a couple hubcaps. They were going to take off the other wheel, but they claim they haven't got the other wheels, the other three wheels that are taken off the car, which I think if you check into it, they'll probably have them.
Who's the car belong to, you know?
We haven't run a DMV on it yet, although we did run it for make. There's no make on it, but it's a clean car.
They get their story straight now.
Yeah, break them
keep
up.
Keep them separated.
Jack, did you mention the wing window?
The wind wing has been smashed in. The glass is lying there. But the car is too clean to be in a bad automobile.
Take a look at it.
Let's get out of the car and have a look. Here it is, new car. Wheels jacked up. New white sidewall tires. Wind wing smashed. Wiring tore up in the motor.
Taking off the breather, getting ready to take off the carburetor.
Let's go now and talk to one of the suspects.
Arrested, Burglary and
was carrying a little knife about this long.
Carrying a knife and for burglary?
Yeah.
What are you doing here with this car?
Oh, we were looking under the hood and...
Why?
I just thought maybe I could use something in that car, and then we came here and we... Different make altogether. I can't even use one part out of there.
Couldn't use it anyway. It doesn't belong to you. How old are you?
16. Going on 17.
So we're around now and talk to the second suspect here.
What are you doing here?
Came in with that guy.
For what?
Just came here to look over this car.
Why?
See if there's anything we want.
Car belong to you?
No.
How old are you?
16.
Okay. You wait here.
L.A. Felony unit just rolled in. They'll take over. This is in their territory. Sergeant Schultz giving them the information.
Saw the hood up on the car and these two shadows there, and they had put the light on and they were taking the breather off. Investigated a little further. We found a bunch of lug nuts from three missing wheels that are taken off the car and a couple of hubcaps, and there's a jack and a lug wrench there, and which they admitted belonged to them. And they were getting ready to take off the other wheel.
Those wheels are brand new, because we checked this yesterday.
And the wheels are
the tires are brand new. That car, I think, is stolen off the used car lot.
Hey, Mike, they're all yours.
Both suspects now are being placed in the back of the L.A. Felony Unit. They'll be taken in for investigation.
Ready, Don?
Yeah.
Let's get back to District 8 and see if we can find out anything more on that gambling.
Okay, I'm with you.
Fine, 6-1. We're clear of our code 6 and into the station for reports and end of watch.
10-4-5-6. Before you go into the motor pool, will you meet Officer Cameron in front of the station regarding an abandoned child?
10-4, will do. We're right in front of the station now.
That code 6 referred to means we're clear of our gambling investigation. Pulling up in front of the police station? Uniformed officer with a problem, standing at the doorway of the station. Arch Cameron. Let's check it out.
What's the deal on this abandoned child, Arch?
Little girl in there. Her mother dropped her off at the theater at 2 o'clock this afternoon and never picked her up.
She lived locally?
Down in Venice.
Let's go and talk to her.
Into the station. Sitting next to the desk sergeant, little girl, pretty dress, pigtails, crying.
The kiddo here has been in the theater since 2 this afternoon. Well, he wanted to take her home when he closed up, but she wouldn't let him because her mother's supposed to call for her.
You want to come in the office with me, honey? Talk to you a few minutes?
Sergeant has the little girl by the hand. Walk into the office.
Want to sit down just a minute?
You scared? Nothing to be scared about.
All these men?
We handle that. Girls like you, every day. So it's no problem to us. Big problem to you, I know. But it's no problem to us. And nothing for you to be afraid of because we're here to help you. Okay?
Yes.
Feel a little better? All right. And how old are you?
10.
10 years old. What grade are you in?
5th.
5th grade? How do you like school?
It's all right.
What kind of grades you get?
Some of them are C's or D's.
Any brothers or sisters?
Yes, two brothers.
Two brothers, and how many sisters, any?
No.
You the oldest or the youngest?
The youngest.
You're the youngest, huh? Like I was youngest of the family. I was the baby of the family, too. Where's your mother now?
I don't know.
What time did you go over to the show?
I think it was about 2 or 2 o'clock.
This afternoon?
Yes.
Did your mother drive you down there?
Yes.
Was anybody with her? Just you and your mother? Or?
My aunt.
Your aunt. Where were they going to go?
I don't know.
They didn't say maybe they're going shopping or someplace like that?
No.
Did they know what time you were supposed to get out of the show?
I don't know.
What did they tell you?
They said for me to wait for them.
They'd come back and get you?
Yes.
What kind of a car is your mother driving?
A Buick.
Buick? What is it, a sedan or a coupe?
It's a...
Has it got...
Riviera.
It's Riviera? What color is it?
Green.
Is it all one color?
Yes.
Is it light green or dark green?
Light.
You know what year it is?
I think it's a 50 or something like that.
Where's your father?
I don't know. I guess he's home.
You live at home with your father and your mother?
Yes.
And your two brothers?
Yes.
Do you have a phone number at your house?
No.
When did you eat last?
I don't know. At the station, I had a candy. Here.
Here at the police station?
Yes.
When did you eat before that?
In the show.
The show?
Yes.
Did you have lunch today?
I had just popcorn and candy and soda.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Yes.
You hungry?
No.
Not hungry. Still scared?
A little.
Little, huh? Not quite as much, though.
No.
That's good. Has your mother ever done this before?
No.
This address you live at, is that, that's in Venice, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, were you there when they closed the theater? Is that where the manager saw you?
Yes.
How many times did you see the show?
One of them I saw 4 times, I think, and the other 3 times.
Was it a good show?
Yes.
Was it worth seeing 4 times?
Yes.
You want to go back and see it again?
No.
Was it a cartoon?
What?
Was there a cartoon?
Yes.
How was the cartoon?
It was good.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to see if we can get hold of somebody down at your house, maybe take you down there. Is that what you want to do? You want to go home?
I wish I could wait for my mother.
Well, do you think maybe your mother's home?
No.
Don't you think it's pretty late for her to come? I mean, she'd know the show was closed. Tell you what, let's do. Let's call the Los Angeles Police Department, and because that's in your district down there, see, that's in Los Angeles, and have them take you on home. See, and you can see if your mother's there. Okay. And if she's not there, well, we'll find out where she is. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to wait outside the room just a minute for me?
Yes.
Thank you. Just wait outside in the next room and I'll be out in a minute.
Youngster going out, sitting in a large leather chair. She's so small she's almost lost in it. Sergeant, are we going to take this young lady back to her home?
Well, not right yet, Don. See, the reason for not taking the girl back down, if something has happened to the mother... For instance, a serious injury or a death. If I send the girl right down and just let her walk into the house, she's not prepared for it. But if I know about it, I can get her at least halfway prepared psychologically to accept that something is wrong. She's worried now and she's scared. As soon as we can check it out, we'll know what we have.
Okay.
Want a cigarette?
Yeah, thanks.
Just sitting here, aren't you, dying of curiosity myself to know why I'm under.
May I have traffic records, please? This is Sergeant Perkins over at Culver City. Listen, I wonder if you could tell me if you've had an accident since 2 o'clock today. A woman. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Would you have Venice records, too? Do you have Venice records, too? Okay, I'll call over there. Thank you. Venice records, please. This is Sergeant Perkins over at Culver City. Have you had an accident since 2 o'clock today? Yeah. No women involved? Is injured? Or... Okay, swell. Thank you very much.
Well, you heard two of them. Sometimes in a deal like this, it takes a lot of calls. So far, we've checked out West Los Angeles and Venice. We'll continue to call all the surrounding cities. The one call we'll leave to last, the county morgue.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. The people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. All Americans are urged to enroll for Ground Observer Corps service in your locality. You are needed immediately, and the job to be filled is an important one. Write or telephone your nearest Civil Defense Center, or write to Ground Observer Corps, Air Force, Washington 25, D.C. And now, we return you to police headquarters where an investigation is underway, and to police recorder Don Reed.
Arrest reports for me? Okay, I'll hang on just a minute. Yeah.
It's 3:15 a.m., and about 12 phone calls later. Now, so far, we've turned up no information about this little girl's mother. A short while ago, Sergeant Perkins requested the Venice Police Department to send a car down to her home in hopes of turning up some information. It seems they don't have a telephone at that address. Meanwhile, the youngster is still sitting outside the door, waiting, holding back the tears. That half-eaten candy bar is still in her hand. If we don't...
Sergeant Perkins... Yeah. She is out there. Would you send her back in, please? Thank you.
Mother here?
Yeah, she's coming in now. Come in.
The mother being escorted into the office. Young, attractive, arm around the little girl. Mascara running down her face.
I can't say I'm sorry. I am sorry, but that wouldn't help anything.
What happened?
I just overstayed where I went, that's all. I mean, it's never happened to me before, and I don't ever think it will.
It hasn't happened.
Well, we were a little bit worried. We thought maybe you'd been in an accident or something like that, and you're...
I know. I mean, I was scared every minute of it, but... I never knew how much she meant to me until now. I mean, I didn't know what to say.
It's been almost 12 hours.
I know. Like I say, I just stayed longer than what I thought I was going to stay.
Would you wait outside just a minute while I talk to Mommy just a minute? Thank you. I don't want to pry into personal affairs or family affairs or anything, but when juveniles are involved, why, it kind of becomes our problem jointly with the parents.
Yes, sir.
Still, I mean, I realize that you're upset about it, and so was your daughter, but I still would can't understand yet, although I would like to, why there was a 12-hour lapse of time. I mean, I can see a person staying over a little while, but that girl in there sat through 4 shows. She didn't even want to leave the theater. She didn't even want the policeman to take her home because she said her mother was coming back for her.
I know, like I say, I never had done this before. I mean, I don't say that I blame her because I usually go after her on time. But I just overstayed.
Was there a particular reason for your overstaying?
No, I would be lying. I mean, no, there wasn't.
Whenever we have a problem like this, we sometimes wonder if there isn't more back of it.
No, there is nothing in back of it. I really felt embarrassed to come in here, but I thought, well...
Well, we don't want you to feel embarrassed because we're here to help. We're not here to embarrass you.
But I mean, her father would never see it that way. He'd never forgive us for that.
Is her father at home?
Yes. And I have 2 more children. I mean, if he was to find this out, I mean, I'd really be out.
We're just happy that nothing happened to you and that the child was intelligent enough not to attempt to go home by herself or get out on the street where she might have some harm come to her.
I guess she was pretty worried, too, because, like I said, she's always close to me, and then me doing something like this, I mean... She must have been pretty worried about it.
She was. She was crying in here a little while ago.
I'm telling you, I don't think I'll ever do that again.
Well, we hope not. I would like to tell you this, that if you do have any problems at any time, I wish you'd feel free to come in and see us if there's anything we can do to help you in any type of problem at all. We're here to help in any way we can. And we're going to leave it just like that. I mean, I still think that there is a little bit more back of it, but I'm not going into it. But if you have something that is worrying you or bothering you that you can't work out, where it affects the children, come on in and talk to us. We'd be happy to help you.
All right, I'll do that.
May I ask you this much? Did you come here? Where did you come from just now? From your home?
I went to the show.
Well,
and I went after her, and I mean,
I might tell you this, that we sent a radio car down to your house. I want you to be prepared for that when you go down there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no sense in my withholding that part of it from you.
I will go with this.
I want you to be prepared for... Or anything that when you get down there, why, your husband will know about it, undoubtedly. We called Venice Division and asked them to send a car down because you live in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think probably the best thing would be to get home as soon as possible so that he's not going to be any more upset than he probably already is. Let me call Venice and see if they have dispatched the car. It was just a few minutes ago. Venice desk, please.
McBride, Sergeant Perkins again. Listen, the mother just came in here. Yeah, have you dispatched the car? Well, if they haven't already gone down that way, you can cancel it. All right, thank you very much. Good night. I don't know whether the car has gotten down to the house. They've gotten a call. Mm-hmm. They're going to cancel, but I don't know whether the car has gotten down to the house or not. But I want you to be prepared one way or another. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, we're just glad everything worked out okay. Good night.
Yeah.
How are you going to fill in that report, Perk? I mean, the part about why she left the youngster all that time.
Well, some things are better left unsaid, Don.
Yeah, I see your point.
What you have just heard is real. Recorded as it happened on The Night Watch. For the disposition of this case, we return you to Police Headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
In tonight's first investigation involving the two suspects stripping a car, although our officers made the original arrest, the vehicle was in Los Angeles territory, and therefore the case was handled by the Los Angeles Department. The suspects were arrested for violation of Section 459 of the Penal Code, burglary, and later dropped to 504 of the Vehicle Code, tampering. The conviction of this offense carries a maximum penalty of 6 months in jail or a $500 fine. In the final case of the woman who left her 9-year-old daughter in the theater, our records were clear of the case upon returning the child. However, we were informed by the police department of the city where they reside that the police unit my department canceled when the wife was found had to make a trip later anyway when a family fight occurred at the location. As chief of police, I sit day after day and watch reports come over my desk. One important factor has always impressed me. The key role played by you, the average citizen, the number of cases solved only because witnesses come forward to supply the necessary information. Night Watch is presented to show that no police department can operate efficiently without the eyes and ears of the American public. To further that cause is the reason for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have just heard on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of your police department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Hadlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.